Praise God. Blessed they dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can they open our Bible in the book of Psalms chapter 84 and we read it. Psalms chapter 84, longing for the sanctuary. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth ye, even painteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose tread is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them. Whose passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also filleth the fools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in the court is a better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.
To be the same. Show forth, O Lord, your love and your mercy to them through us, O Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Kindly open our Bible in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes unto the storehouse, that they may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer to your sakes, for your sakes, and you shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, and saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be the lightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Lord. Thank you, O God, for the tithes and offerings, O God, and first fruit are my brethren, Lord, that you give to your church, Lord. Continue, Lord, to bless us, O God, and to continue to rebuke the devourer in our lives, Lord. And we pray for God, for you, Lord, that these tithes and offering, O God, will be used to expansion of your kingdom, to save the lost, O God, and to help more people, O God, that need your mercy and grace in their lives. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled, Are You Doing God's Will? Are You Doing God's Will? Part 1. Open your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 26 and 27. Acts, chapter 20. Verse 26 and 27. Wherefore I take you to record this day, that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for the reading of your word. Lord, we pray, Lord, that open our hearts and our minds as we listen to your word today, Lord. Bless us, O Lord Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit be work in our life, in the life of your people, and in the life in your church, O Lord. Anoint my lips, O Lord, as I read your word today, O Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Paul said to the Ephesians that he was not hesitated to proclaim to them the whole counsel of God. Why that was a thing of prime importance to Paul? And is important for the church to proclaim the whole counsel of God or the whole will of God? You can find the answer in verse 26 when Paul said to the Ephesians, Acts 20:26, Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. Once we declare to the people the whole will of God, we are no more accountable before God of their lives. If they will follow the instructions, they will be blessed. And if they will not obey, then they are sinning against us and against God, and He shall call them for an account. 1 John chapter 2 verse 17. It is very important to do and to live according to God's will. In John, 1 John chapter 2 verse 17. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The whole world one day will pass away, but we who do the whole will of God will stand with God and forever. Galatians chapter 1 verses 3 to 5.
Galatians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Christ died for me and for your sins, to save us and to give us eternal life. And this is the will of God. As Christ gave his life to us, we therefore need to give our lives for him and for his cause. Ananias said to Paul the following when Paul repented and got baptized. Open your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter 22, verse 14 to 16. Acts chapter 22, verses 14 to 16. And he said, "The God of our fathers had chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of all thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." It is the will of God that you will know his will, to hear his word, to see vision, to be his witness to others, and to get water baptized. Acts chapter 13, verse 36. Acts chapter 13, verse 36. "For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption." In this verse, we can read that David served his own generation by the will of God. Also, Paul wrote to the Philippians the following. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Therefore, we are called to serve the people around us by the will of God, not with what the people like or wish, but to impart to them the will of God. And with such, we need to yield ourselves fully to God to do the whole will of God." Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The way here to experience and come to know the pleasing and perfect will of God is by observing the following. Number one, to offer the parts of your bodies to the Lord as living sacrifice. To offer the parts of your bodies to the Lord as living sacrifice. Number two, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. And number three, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. To be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Jesus gives highest regard and value to those who do the whole will of God, as we can read here in Mark chapter 3, verses 33 to 35. Mark chapter 3, verses 33 to 35. And he answered them, saying, Who is my mother or my brethren? And he looked round about on them which sat about him and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. When we abide with God and go on and do His will in our lives, in the lives of the people under our care, and in the ministry that God had entrusted to us, then we become the brother, the sister, and the mother of Jesus. Those who live for God, they will go and move along the whole will of God, and they will not do their own. Paul promised the Ephesians upon his departure from them that he will come back to them if that is God's will. Acts chapter 18, verse 21. Acts chapter 18, verse 21. But bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this fast that cometh in Jerusalem. But I will return again unto you if God will, and he sailed from Ephesus. In the same way, we must not be moving to places without the approval of God and the agreement of his will. This is the same with what Paul expressed to the Romans about his visit to them, that he will travel to them if that is the will of God, as we can read here in Romans chapter 1, verse 10. Romans chapter 1, verse 10, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. Romans 15:32, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. James chapter 4, verse 13 to 16. James chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. Go to now, yea, that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on that morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. So what we learn here is that traveling to places and starting business to sell and buy, it depends on God's will, and we cannot do our own. Bragging and boasting is sin. Even if you have money and if you have resources and have the power to move, you should not go on with your plan unless you have approval. You have God's approval. There are many people who behave and act and do certain things that when you look at them, these things are agreeing with the word of God, but they contradict the will of God. Therefore, you need to be careful. Not everything the Word of God permit you to do is allowed for you to do. It might not be the will of God for you. The written word is the Logos that will instruct you to do certain things. But the Rhema word is what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you at that particular moment, and that what you need to apply. When the Rhema word would go along the Logos and agree with it, then this is the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. It is God's will for you to repent and to be cleansed from all your sins. It is God's will that you will not rush for a relationship and fall in sin. It is God's will that you need to be well prepared materially and spiritually before you think to marry and have a family. Be pure and clean until the right time for you to have a family. When you are ready and well prepared, God will bring the right partner that you need and the one He prepared for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The meaning of giving thanks to God in all circumstances is that you accept the will of God to you in Christ Jesus, even when it contradicts your will and your plan. Still, you need to accept that and give thanks to the Lord. And even when you pray and commit yourselves to God, then commit yourselves to Him according to His will and not your will. Pray as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, Mark chapter 14, verse 36. Mark chapter 14, verse 36. And He said, Abba Father, all things are possible unto Thee. Take away this cup from Me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what Thou wilt. Therefore, we pray according to the will of God, and as we are led by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:26-27. Romans 8:26-27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. And He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. As well as we need to pray for the disciples, the new believers, and the new congregations who are under our care, that they will do the whole will of God. Like Epaphras, who was praying for his Colossians congregation, as Paul testified about him. Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. We apply the will of God in the way we serve and work for others, as we can observe here in the following scriptures. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord, not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. In verse 5, Apostle Paul recommended for the servants to obey their masters with fear and trembling, as if they are obeying Christ. In verse 6, it teaches to serve well not only when their master's eyes on them just to please men, but to do the work diligently as servant of Christ. For in serving, you are doing the will of God. Then you need to do it and serve with all your heart, because according to verse 7, you are serving the Lord and not men. Knowing according to verse 8, that whatever good you do, you will receive the same from the Lord, whether you are servant or not. So here, all of us is under Christ, and we are His servants. So whatever we do, we are doing the work for Christ. Therefore, we need to do that well, so He will reward us. Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 to 25. Colossians chapter 3, verses 22 to 25. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Apostle Paul, in verse 22, he teaches that servants need to obey their masters, and they need to serve them well, not only when their eyes on them, as some they do in front of their boss, they work very nice to receive his favor, but at his absence they don't care about the quality, quantity, and quality of the work. Such people or workers are men pleasers, and they are not fearing God. To fear God is to serve well, because you are aware that God is watching you. Therefore, according to verse 23, then whatever you do, then do it to the Lord. It means you need to do your best, because according to verse 24, with such kind of good service, you are serving Christ, and you will receive an inheritance in heaven from the Lord. But if you do wrong and give no good service, according to verse 25, you will receive for the wrong that you are doing. Whoever you are, because in the Lord, there is no favoritism. In our service to God, we need to use the gift of the Holy Spirit that God gave to us. As God saved us through Jesus Christ as Lord, He confirmed that with signs and wonders and distributed gift according to His will, so that we can serve the living God. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. The church should also do God's will. Moses declared that he is sitting as judge for the people who are coming seeking from him the will of God. Exodus chapter 18, 15 to 16. Exodus chapter 18, verses 15 to 16. Moses answered him, "Because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and laws." Moses was declaring to the people the will of God by informing them God's word and his laws. The same is what Paul did to the Ephesian church, and this is what he spoke in his farewell to them. Acts chapter 20, verses 18 to 27. Acts chapter 20, verses 18 to 27. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, "Ye know, from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mine, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit and to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bands and affliction abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life thereunto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." Repeatedly, Paul mentioned in many letters that he is an apostle according to the will of God. As we read here in Colossians chapter 1, verse 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 1. "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother." As a church, our duties is to proclaim the whole will of God to the people around us, and to the disciples and the believers that God had entrusted to our care. The spiritual gift and the anointing that God had given us is to continue the apostolic ministry that the Lord had started through His apostles, and to continue proclaim the message and to fulfill the ministerial duties that the Lord had entrusted to us. In John chapter 4, verse 34, John chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus saith unto them, "My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work." We are called to continue to evangelize, making disciples and caring for the congregations that the Lord is planting declaring together with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, "My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work." My dear and beloved, Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 17, John chapter 7, verse 17, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." Let us ponder on the message and ponder on the rest of the teaching that we receive from Jesus and apply in the various aspects on our lives so that we will experience the good, pleasant, and the perfect will of God. My prayer, Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for revealing to me your will in a more clear and profound way. Let us renounce our sins and mistakes. Lord, I repent from the following sins. Lord, cleanse my mind and purify me from all unrighteousness. Lord, I commit myself to do your will and finish your work according to your instruction to me through this message. Lord, enable me and provide me. Provide for me, Lord, and give me patience and perseverance to achieve all that.
Your grace and mercy.
I pray for my brothers and sisters to abide with the instructions and enable them to see your goodness through your word that you sent to bring them a good life and life to the full. Lord, gives them willingness to be transformed and to do the very things that you want them to do. Lord, provides all their needs and lead them to be good examples to the people around them and to the whole world. Lord, I pray for us as a church to be doer of your word and to accomplish the task that you had called us to do for you. Lord, comfort us. Give us understanding and wisdom. Strengthen us and give us peace. Lord, refill us again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives. Lord, enable us to evangelize and reach new people with gospel and the message of Jesus Christ. Lord, fill us with love, mercy, and enable us to plant new Bible studies and new congregations for the church. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.